You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Okay, so, sorry. Whew, got a little bit of a pneumonia, I think. Not a big deal. I got two lobes of lungs. Many of you have been asking about the Pope. Our new Pope, Pope Francis I, Felicidades. Very excited about this Pope. He just seems like a real nice guy, doesn't he? Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Buenos Aires, 76-year-old, has been named our new Pope. He has one lung. And Andy Dean on America Now had interviewed me asking, you know, what does that mean? You know, what happened to him? And usually having one lung is fine. One lung. People with one lung do well. You could have one lung, you could have one kidney, you could have one testicle. You usually do pretty good. Okay? You know, I know a lot of people are kind of concerned, you know, like, well, you know, what happens if he loses that lung? Well, you know, you could have pneumonia in both lungs and still function. Remember, the lung is pretty big. You got a lot of surface area and alveoli and, you know, believe it or not, our bodies are a lot more resilient than you think. We don't know why the Pope had lost his lung when he was younger. We don't know if it was pneumonia, tuberculosis, cancer. We don't know. They say, though, it was some sort of infection. We just don't have too much information on that. But he apparently had his lung removed years ago. And, you know, he's been fine ever since. As long as he's not a smoker, as long as he's not exposed to asbestosis, silicosis, you know, gets afflicted with sarcoidosis or any of the other ossicies, he's fine. I mean, you know, he could still be our Pope. What was, though, a very explosive topic this week was fueled by the discussion on some of the liberal media on whether the Pope should change his stance in Catholicism on birth control and gay rights, etc. And I was actually shocked when I was watching the news and heard the anchor discuss where this may be a good opportunity for the Pope to now change the stance on birth control. Now, I'm not Catholic, okay, and I'm not a theologist, okay, but from what I do understand that, you know, this is the Pope, and the Pope is probably one of the most religious men and very close to God, okay, more than a lot of us, and do we ask the Pope to put himself in a position where he now changes centuries upon centuries of teachings? You know, many of you agreed, oh, hell to the no. I mean, you know, this is Catholicism. If Catholicism has some basic teachings, some basic beliefs, you don't start changing. Others go, you know, this is the new times. You know, we are having premarital sex. That's what we do. We don't wait till we're married. And since we don't wait till we're married, issues of accidentally sleeping with a married person and not knowing, issues of getting an STD, you know, because now both of you have not been monogamous. This is just our times. We need to accept it. And then, of course, interlaid with that has been the discussion of the Republican Party and should the Republican Party start changing its views because they're obsolete as well. And, you know, while this is all going on with the Pope, in Illinois, I believe it was Illinois, the Senate committee has passed a bill allowing psychologists to prescribe drugs. Apparently, the state of Illinois has a shortage of psychiatrists, so they are already starting to pass in their legislature the ability for psychologists to prescribe drugs. Now, some of you are like, well, what the hell does that have to do with the Pope, Dr. Dahlia? To me, the common theme that I'm seeing is the subject of, do we have to progress and start diluting, okay, previous credences to progress with society, or do we hold firm and try to maintain the quality of something? Okay? I got to be very careful because I know a lot of you want Catholicism to change and to modify and to soften. And I'm just, maybe I'm a little old school. Now, mind you, I'm Jewish. So we have the Hasidic Jews, the Chabad. I mean, we have some pretty conservative religious sections and factions of our religion, going all the way from the Orthodox to the conservative to the Reform to the Reconstructionist. And even though I don't follow all the laws of Kashrut and I'm not nowhere near as religious as I should be, I appreciate the fact and I will defend the fact and defend those who do want to maintain the most religious style of life and to look at the Bible as literally as they want to. Okay? I mean, for us to dilute the teachings of Jesus or Matthew or Moses or Prophet Samuel, to me just seems wrong. And I see this trend. Now, I'm not saying politicians need to be Orthodox Jews or Orthodox Catholics. Okay, that's a whole other subject, which we talked about this week. Politicians need to stay out of religion completely, which is something we had debated as well. But looking at this with psychiatrists and now psychologists being able to describe, psychologists, the art of psychology is an art. These psychologists do so damn well with what they do because they have the time to sit with patients. And turning psychologists into prescribers can now destroy that art. And if I'm the only one that sees it, then fine. But if any of you see that too, or if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. There's such a growing movement to change the past to conform to our very volatile present and future, that we're going to lose quality of medicine, quality of religion. Or am I misinterpreting quality of it? Anybody should be able to prescribe that gets the extra CME training. And we'll go into what they want to do with the Illinois psychologists. Now that most people have premarital sex and waiting till you're married is such an obsolete idea, that we should be more open and we should start changing some of our religious credences. I mean, where should we be going with this? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am sorry if I sound hoarse. Maybe I had some of that horse meat they were talking about in Europe. But no, sorry about that, y'all. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Some of you think I sound sexier this way, so I'm not going to clear my throat. We'll just let the mucus kind of sit there a little bit and rattle around. Taking your calls and your questions and your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in so diligently. Talk Superstation playing this live, KDWN, most of our other affiliates in Owensboro and Loma Linda and everywhere else. Thank you guys so much for playing our show coast to coast. We do have an iPhone app and an Android app. So if you do ever miss the Dr. Dahlia Show that plays all week long, Monday through Friday, Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, plus Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. You guys need to get your acts together. But if you can't get your acts together, we do have an iPhone app. We do have an Android app. Play it nice and loud so everybody at work can hear. And hopefully you won't get fired because everybody's going to learn something. Myron over the break called in saying, he's from, I guess, Covina, and asked if I heard about Canada and how they're now allowing pharmacists to prescribe. Yeah, I heard about that. I thought they were able to prescribe for a while now. I'm not too sure. But fix your radios, people. Fix your radios. Okay, what we were talking about prior to the break was a couple things, okay? Over the last week or so in the news, they've been discussing the new pope. And Felicidades, Pope Francis I, they've been talking about how, you know, the Catholic Church, this may be a great opportunity for them to now change some of their more orthodox, obsolete ways, which I completely disagreed with. I was completely shocked. I mean, that's a Catholic Church, for crying out loud. You know, how do you start diluting the teachings of Christ and or even with the Old Testament, any of the, you know, teachings? It just, to me, didn't make any sense, even though I understand everything seems to be political. And discussions of the Republican Party. In fact, I think they were talking today about that when CPAC, Sarah Palin was up, and she was, you know, discussing how we're not supposed to be transforming the face of the Republicans. We're supposed to be spending more time on how to protect the Americans and how to increase our middle class. And, you know, why are we so concerned about changing the face of the Republican Party? Why don't we hold true to our original beliefs? Well, we're seeing the same thing with medicine, too. Okay, doctors used to go to medical school. Doctors used to prescribe. Doctors were the ones that could prescribe. Dentists, who are doctors of dentistry, could prescribe. Okay? In some states, chiropractors, doctor of chiropractic, could prescribe. Then we had nurse practitioners and physician assistants, very well needed. I love these guys. Mid-levels start to prescribe. But they're under the supervision of a doctor. They work in collaboration with the doctor. All is good. Well, apparently all is not good. We don't have enough physicians. We don't have enough specialists. And so states, California, Illinois, on there, and I believe even in Nevada, there are there's legislative bills to allow more independence and less reliability on doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs, and more independence of nurse practitioners, PAs, independent prescribing independent prescribing allowances for pharmacists, optometrists, and in the state, in the Senate committee in Illinois, psychologists have now won an opening round to prescribe drugs. Now, okay, mind you, I love the pharmacy profession. I love the psychology profession. Okay, I mean, these guys and their place in our healthcare system are so valuable. So many doctors could not take the place of a pharmacist. I'm going to tell you that right now. These pharmacists, they know their stuff. They are on top of their drugs. They know. In fact, some of them have actually allowed, you know, you to get a short refill on medication without the doctor okaying it. And many doctors really haven't had too much of a problem with that. Okay, we work very closely with pharmacists, and pharmacists have saved your butt and saved the doctor's butt many times by having in their database, wait a second, you're allergic, or these two medicines could combine or contradict each other or cause an adverse effect. So I bow to the pharmacists. These guys are wonderful. Now, should they be in a role where they're practicing medicine? Well, that's a whole nother subject. Okay, now in Canada, from what I understand, they are able to treat you for a canker sore, for thrush of the mouth, for a cold sore, for an insect bite. Now, I feel confident that pharmacists can differentiate an insect bite from a staph infection or a cellulitis. I'm confident. You know, I think the most can. But what about the average person that won't follow up? Okay, let me just go to the pharmacist, get something, and put it on it, and we'll see. What if the oral thrush isn't really thrush, but leukoplakia, or an oral cancer? Okay, the reason why we have the doctors involved is we are hoping and praying that with all their years of training, they've seen, you don't see it all, you never see it all, but you see enough where you go, okay, no, wait a second, if this doesn't get better, something's up. Or, no, it's not thrush. I can't tell you how many people have misdiagnosed themselves with thrush. So if you have a busy pharmacist and somebody comes in saying, look, I have thrush, see the white? And he's like, all right, fine, here's your medication. You know, meanwhile, they're actually growing, you know, some sort of a precancerous lesion or a cancerous lesion. There, that's where we lose the quality of medicine. I mean, do we want our pharmacists distracted by now having to prescribe, now having to pay thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars a year in malpractice? Well, many times they don't. Nurse practitioners and PA malpractice costs are much less. Why? Because most people don't sue the nurse practitioner, PA, they sue the doctor. Well, if a pharmacist is now going to prescribe, they're going to probably get sued if they misconstrue a staph infection for an insect bite. Okay? Now, what's going on in Illinois? Well, from what we understand with Illinois, Okay? Even though psychiatrists and physicians tried to fight it unanimously, the Senate Public Health Committee voted 8-0 to advance a measure that would allow psychologists to prescribe medications. But they need to get a master's degree in psychopharmacology. They don't need to be a doctorate. They need to get a master's degree in psychopharmacology. They have to pass a national certification exam. They have to renew their certification every 2 years. Okay, that's kind of strict. But where are those 36-hour shifts in the psych ward that you need to spend? Where are those? Where's the time in the wards and the time in the emergency room when you see adverse events? Somebody going into mania, somebody having a reaction to the medication because they did drugs or did alcohol. I think online courses, I think a master's degree is a phenomenal enhancement to one's education, but the field of psychiatry is, is a lot more intricate than that. Okay? Slapping somebody with a master's degree and having them take a test, I don't feel is enough. And mind you, the reason why I love the psychology profession and psychologists is because they sit down and take the time with patients. They are the only ones that sit down. They are probably, even more than a dentist, they probably spend the most time with patients than anybody else. Your gynecologist, I mean, Lord knows, my gynecologist had to spend hours on me. Still, gynecology, proctology, psychiatry, the psychiatrists, from what I understand, they don't sit there and have a counseling session. They don't do a Freudian behavioral therapy session. Your psychologists do. These are the guys that are in the trenches. Your psychologists are the ones sitting with you, working on behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy, working on your phobias and your philias and your depression and your anxiety and your suicidal thoughts. The psychiatrists don't have time for that. They have to prescribe the medication and go on to the next patient. Yeah, they talk to you. Probably a little bit more than some of your other professions, but not like a psychologist. Why do you want to screw that up? Why? So a psychologist can just prescribe the medicine? The reason why the psychology profession is so damn successful is because the biggest piece of artillery in their medicine bag is their time. The fact that they have to sit and talk to you and not shell out a prescription is why they're so successful. If they have to start paying for malpractice or paying for their extra fees or whatever to have their pharmacy license, all right, they're going to have to see more than 7 patients a day. And if they have to see more than 7 patients a day, they really can't sit with you for more than they can't sit with you for an hour. And then if patients know they could go to their psychologist for drugs, why would they sit there and listen to the psychologist for an hour? Give me my drug. That Xanax works fine. I don't have depression, doc. All I need to do is take that Xanax. So just give me the Xanax. You can hold the whole "am I dreaming about my mother" type of thing, or the baby steps with my phobia of dogs. Just give me the Xanax and I can handle my dog fine. Well, now you just killed the art of psychology. I send people to a psychologist because I don't want them getting drugs. Don't we live in a society now where we overdrug? But Dr. Dahlia, we don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough psychiatrists. You think this will incite more people to go into psychiatry? If all you need to do is get a master's, why the hell go to medical school? 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear what you think. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, Chum Lee did not hit on me. The Pawn Stars was fun. I did a couple episodes with them. Chum Lee is really sweet. Corey, they are all really cuddly. No, I sound sexier than I am. I know y'all think that I sound pretty hot, and you know, no, but I'm really in real life, I'm not that good looking. I'm not. So don't let my voice fool you. I'm not that hot. So nobody hit on me on Podstars. Yes, I did have to try to sneak a quick hug and cuddle, because those guys are very busy, but they are absolute gentlemen. They are so smart, and I got the money I wanted for my 1870 tooth extractor, so Pawn Stars was great. Thank you. Watch for me in a few more episodes. I think we got another 5 episodes coming up, so watch for me on those. But nah, you know, maybe 20 years ago, somebody would have checked me out, but nah, I'm middle-aged, you know, droopy boobies, you know, saggy butt. I got to get some cosmetic surgery. I know. I need some money first. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. This is Steven. I'd like to revisit the gout issue. I've been having ankle problems for the last several years, and I don't know if it's gout or something else.
Well, you know, okay, so gout, we talked about gout earlier this week, you know, because we got St. Patty's Day coming up. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Going to be fun tomorrow. Yay. Okay, St. Patrick's Day. So we were talking about that. And, you know, when you eat, drink, and be merry, many of you will wake up the next day with a swollen knee and a swollen toe. You know, usually a main joint gets affected with gout. The uric acid crystals, what happens is they supersaturate. We talked about that. Remember chemistry class? You would add little drops of a chemical to another solution, and then all of a sudden, one drop would just make the whole thing crystallize. That was your supersaturation experiment in high school. If you weren't, you know, too busy, you know, looking around the room, checking out everybody else across the lab benches, that was your supersaturation assignment. And that's what I believe uric acid does, where it gets to the point where it just supersaturates and crystallizes in a joint. They're the most gorgeous crystals the human body makes, but they're also some of the most painful. So when you get a gouty attack, it hurts. Okay? Now, some of you go, well, no, I have chronic gout. So if I have chronic gout, it doesn't hurt that much. I don't know. I beg to differ. A true gout attack hurts like the dickens. Okay? Because when you supersaturate and then you inflame, you don't want nothing touching that joint. In fact, sometimes a gout attack can hurt more than a fracture. To me, if somebody has chronic gout, that means they get multiple gout attacks. I don't think that means you have a chronic knee ache. If you have a chronic knee ache, to me, that is arthritis. Okay? Inflammation of a joint. If you have chronic ankle issues, to me, that's arthritis. Now, can chronic gout cause arthritis? Hell yeah. But just because your knee is aching or your foot is aching, I don't want to say that particularly is a gout attack. And the reason why, this cold sucks. The reason why I need to delineate that for you all is because you come in asking for your Indocin or your anti-inflammatories. You go, Dr. Dahlia, I need the Indocin again. I'm having gout. And, you know, I'm touching the toe, I'm touching the ankle, I'm moving the ankle around, I'm moving the knee around, and you guys aren't screaming and wanting to hit me. Well, then that's not gout. Okay, you have an arthritic issue, and then I don't want you on a big, heavy-ass anti-inflammatory. That is a medical term, heavy-ass. I don't want you on a heavy-ass anti-inflammatory. I want to then find out what the underlying thing is going on. You know, is it a meniscal tear in your knee? Are you having some ligament issues? Are you having a chronic sprain, strain of the ankle? You know, you need then more of an evaluation, but too many of you don't visit the podiatrist, you don't visit the orthopedist, you just go and pop your naproxen, pop your ibuprofen, saying it's the gout. So my recommendation is to get it evaluated. Now, some of you say, well, I don't have gout because every time the doctor checks my levels when I have an attack, it's normal. Okay, so what levels are you talking about? Well, you're talking about the uric acid levels, and of course your uric acid levels could be normal during a gout attack because many of your uric acid is sitting there floating around supersaturated in your knee or in your toe. So you can have normal uric acid levels even if you're having a normal gout attack, which is why your doctor needs to always be thinking, or your prescriber needs to always be thinking, all right, I like to take an x-ray of the joint because some of you will be drunk the night before, think you woke up with gout, and you actually stubbed your toe and fractured your toe. So if it's a big, nasty, non-typical gout attack for you, I'll do an x-ray. A lot of times I'll see that knee and it looks pretty arthritic. We'll get an orthopedic doctor involved, or we'll MRI it, and we'll see you have meniscal issues. Now, remember, gout and arthritis can be concomitant, where your gout attack may decide to hit your most vulnerable joint. So if you were a football player and you have a bum knee, most likely that knee is going to be the one hit with gout. Okay, so that's why a lot of times you guys confuse the two. So if you're having chronic ankle issues or chronic shoulder issues or chronic knee issues, but you don't have the rip-roaring, painful red joint, yes, gout could predispose you to that, but to me it sounds like some sort of arthritis that needs to be looked at. Make sense? We've talked about the arthritises. You have rheumatoid arthritis, you have inflammatory arthritis, obviously. You have the traumatic arthritis where you fell on your knee, twisted your ankle, and it blew up. Traumatic arthritis. You also have medicinal-induced arthritis, right? Some of your medications can make you ache. We talked about those, right? We talked about those yesterday. I'm not going to repeat any of the 16 hours this week. You guys have to go to my podcast because, I, as you see, I'm losing my voice. But, you know, I hope that kind of wraps it up with gout. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Ryan from Las Vegas writes, Dr. Dahlia, doctors don't know their, I'll say, stuff either. He used a different word. How many of you prescribe a Z-Pak, and now we are being told it could cause abnormal heart rhythms? Okay, do we need to talk about what's going on with the Z-Pak? Let's quickly talk about the Z-Pak. Okay, doctors do know their stuff, okay, but we don't know everything. I mean, we're human, for crying out flipping loud. Honestly, if you guys want to go to socialized medicine, fine. I'm going to be just too tired one day to fight. You want socialized medicine, you want anybody behind the McDonald's counter writing your medication and giving you fries and a drink with it, fine. Go for it. I don't care. I'll be long retired by then. But, there's a quality of medicine we are trying to preserve. And if you don't have to go to medical school to prescribe or take care of patients, why the hell would anybody go to medical school? Honestly, that was extremely expensive. It was exhausting. It was extremely abusive. It was very sexually harassing. It was probably the toughest, I guess, post-high school, 11 years, well, I have to take away the four from college. That was probably the most, you know, difficult extra 7 years I ever had in my schooling. It's worth it, you know, when you get the respect and you make people feel better and people understand that there's an art. But it's not going to be worth it if any Tom, Dick, and Harry get to start prescribing drugs. And I didn't have to go through all that schooling. I could have started my family earlier. I could have had more sex. You know, I lost my youth to go to medical school. So, yeah, I'm ticked off. But anyway, all right, so you think doctors don't know their stuff with Z-Pak. Zithromax is an antibiotic, and as with many antibiotics, you can have a side effect. The side effect they're talking about with the Z-Pak is the prolonged QT syndrome. Now, basically what that means is as the electricity goes to the heart, you get a charge, the electricity comes from the sinus atrial node, it zips down the AV, goes down into the ventricles, but then you need to repolarize in order to get another charge again. The repolarization may be slowed. We may see that on your EKG as a prolonged QT. If the antibiotic Zithromax can promote that, you could then have issues of a shortness of breath, lack of the ability of the heart to pump, even possibly death. Now, I've been prescribing Z-Pak ever since it came out about 16, 17 years ago. Knock on wood, never seen a problem with this. But a medication like this, or like in the Floxin group, like your ciprofloxin, they can do that. So if you do have a heart condition, it needs to be looked at. Okay? There's no surprise there. It wasn't really anything new. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I just really want to quickly, before I go to the phone lines, tell you about this one story. They think that olive oil could be the key to weight loss. Yes, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If this thing is finally the key to weight loss, I am all over. I will bathe in the sucker. They say not only does cooking with olive oil, you know, found to be more healthy, but just the smell of it. The smell of olive oil can make you full. Now, my house has a lot of smells. We got 2 dogs, we got 3 cats, and honestly, the poo-poo powder, the poo-poo box, it reeks. And as far as I'm concerned, that's enough for me to not want to eat. So I don't really have to go and spend the money on olive oil. But apparently what they did is they looked at the study and they found that those who ate olive oil ate fewer calories overall, none put on the weight, and the blood test showed that many of them had higher levels of serotonin. So scientists at Munich's Technische Universität and the Sittait University of Vienna said this was due to an aroma compound not found in other fats and oils, but olive oil. So I need to run to Walmart a little bit later today. Need to get some toilet paper, maxi pads and stuff. I'll probably get some olive oil. Honestly, we could all need the weight loss. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ron on the line. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Day, how you doing? I'm
good.
Doing good. I hope you are, too.
Yeah.
I won't take up much of your time. Here's my question. I had cellulitis here about a month, month and a half ago, and ever since I've had cellulitis, I have all these, what do you call it, aches during the night, you know, like I got a mind block right now because I'm talking to you. It's like muscle spasms.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're bad. I mean, I get them while I'm driving my car. I have to stop the car and jump out. And
well, that's not good.
I don't know what's going on with this.
Yeah. Did the cellulitis heal?
Well, you know what? I'm still putting the cream on it.
And what body part? What body part got the cellulitis?
It's in my left lower leg.
Left lower leg. And what muscles twitch and hurt?
My legs and around my calf.
Your leg and your calf. Okay. Well, you know, since this whole country wants to go to socialized medicine, just go to your pharmacist or your, you know, average toll booth operator and have them give you a drug. Sorry, Ron. I'm in one of those moods. Okay.
Oh, that's all right.
What, do you know what antibiotic they gave you?
I don't have it with me right now.
Okay. Sometimes antibiotics could cause muscle aches. I think we've actually seen the macrobids and the nitrofurantins. Usually, though, we don't give that for cellulitis. For cellulitis, we'll give an Augmentin or we'll give a Keflex or we'll give a Levaquin. So I don't think it was the treatment. The next concern I have is, you know, do you still have the infection? All right. I mean, like you said, you still have to put a cream on it. But what I'm thinking is it's two different things going on. A lot of things can cause muscle aches. Low potassium, cholesterol medication. Are you on any cholesterol medication?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not? Okay. What medicines do you take?
I take blood pressure pills and a diuretic.
Okay. All right. Now, diuretics can cause you to lose potassium. So when your diuretic causes you to urinate more and you lose potassium, that will cause muscle aches, and those cramps can hurt. So my suggestion would be...
It's unbelievable, this pain that I'm going through.
Yeah. See, to me, something's not right. So I would suggest get your potassium level checked. Now, it's a Saturday, so maybe in the meantime, if as long as you're not diabetic, eat a couple bananas, and as long as you don't have diverticulosis, I got to remember, be careful. Yeah, you don't have diverticulosis. Good. I don't think I do, but I got to, you know, look at the pictures. But, eat a couple bananas just to kind of get your potassium up in the meantime, because my first guess is maybe your potassium is off. Then have your doctor on Monday or your medical provider run a potassium level, run a calcium level, just look at your basic salts, your kidney function, liver function, your blood count to make sure you still don't have infection going on within your body, and something called a CPK. CPK could elevate if you have muscle inflammation. But with the pain you're telling me, something doesn't sound right, and I'm just wondering if it's something is too low that shouldn't be. You know, also sometimes a little tonic water can help, especially those late cramps at night. But if you have only
terrible.
One,
can I ask you one more question before you go? I know you got other people.
Yeah.
Do you? How would you? I have pretty good insurance, but I never used it in 10-15 years. How do you go about finding a good doctor?
It's hard. What your insurance usually does is they rate your doctors. And some, like Culinary out here, will give stars. For some reason, they gave me a bunch of stars, and I was really shocked by that. You know, I thought I could get maybe, you know, a sidewalk on the strip with my handprints because of it. Sometimes, but keep in mind, these insurance companies will rate you based on patient satisfaction. So, you know, having a doctor that's nice and funny doesn't necessarily mean they're a good doctor. I'm just being honest out there. So usually when people want to find a doctor, they go to the medical board, see if the doctor was cited for anything. They ask their insurance company, and then they ask people whom they work with. And if people go, yeah, you know, I get in with this doctor, I only have to wait about 45 minutes to be seen. But keep in mind, always when you go and, you know, and look for a doctor, shop around like you'd shop around for a pair of pants or a tie. Don't expect to just buy the first one. Check it out, feel it out, see if you like the nurses, see if you like the staff, see if you're okay with the wait, see if you're okay with the office style. Some offices are more clinic style. Some offices are more spa quiet. You know, my office, it's very busy. We do a lot of emergent care type stuff, so it's more clinic-y ER type. Other people like a real quiet, let me sit down at a desk with the doctor type of thing. You know, but again, going back to your aches, if God forbid this gets worse, don't wait till Monday or trying to find a new doctor if you don't have one. Go to the urgent care, go to the ER to at least get some blood work done, because if it's hurting you that bad, I'm really worried about the salt. I also want to make sure you don't have like a little blood clot or something either, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
No problem, Ron. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, many of you make the mistake of going online to search a good doctor by going to the Google or the Rate Your Doctor Here or something like that. You need to be very careful with those sites, because the average person that fills those out are people who are ticked off. You don't get the average happy person. So, you know, my patients will tell me, I don't get this. There's people on these doctor sites saying, Dr. Smith is the most wonderful doctor in the whole wide world. Okay, well, did he write it? Did his nurse write it? But then at the same time, you have people that go, oh, I hate this doctor. This doctor has, you know, the worst bedside manner. And you're like, well, you know, was it because you got a bill? Was it because they took you to collections? Was it because they turned down your lore tab? So you got to be very careful. I mean, we could almost, it's almost a joke in our office when we see people go online, because it always happens after billing sends to collections. So people are like, oh my gosh, these people are, you know, they aren't going to say, oh, well, I deadbeated my bill. I had a deductible. Insurance wouldn't pay the doctor. I had to owe because of the deductible plan. The doctor charged me. I wouldn't pay him. I went to collections. They aren't going to say that. They're going to rip you to pieces because they're mad that we, so you got to be very careful when you search for a doctor at these online sites. What's extremely, though, important is your word of mouth. All right. So if you and also you want to make sure there were no citations, doctor, cut out the wrong kidney and tried to put his own back in. I don't know. You know, something crazy like that. But, again, you got to be really careful online. But many times we get referrals from people at work. They're like, I get into this doctor on Saturday. Or, you know, she doesn't seem to overprescribe. She'll talk to you. She won't just throw you on a medication. But then you have other people say, oh, hell no, don't go to Dahlia. She will not give you more than 30 Lortabs. She does not like writing pain pills. Don't go to her. And I've had people tell me, they go, I don't want to go to you because you won't give me, you know, you aren't into the Valiums and you aren't into that. And that's really all I need. Then yeah, you know, you're not going to like me. All right. Okay, guys. Oh, we got so much more to talk about. Remember, we are live Monday, 9 to noon. You could listen to us online on my website at drdahlia.com, iPhone app, Android app. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook for details. Y'all be careful. Happy St. Paddy's Day, and God bless. Hang
down. Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.